We're like gold diggers. Tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for one, people wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to plan it to go where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and the poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello and welcome. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. The sun rises here. 22 minutes past 12 on this very beautiful Wednesday. We note it as a day where we make all things worthy of note. So yeah, Wednesday's worthy of note. How are you? How are you doing? Welcome to being a Nigerian, one God-given day. My name is Joyce Onyemowo. And today on the show, what a number of things we're going to be looking at. First, we're going to be expecting Desmond at 2:30. Desmond Majakodumi, the environmentalist, who would be here to remind you again of how recklessness has consequences. I mean, he kind of does this in a far better way. All right, so at 2:30. But for right now, we want to look at the reemergence of Niger Delta militants. I don't know if I can say I was surprised, but maybe you feel the same way I do. Honestly, I don't even know what's happening anymore. And thanks to Nigeria Info, your platform where we get to talk. Well, today is that day. We talk as every other day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about concerns and aspects, talking about prospects, talking about vision, talking about here, now, and there. If there be there on Nigeria Info, we talk about it all. So, well, the reemergence of Niger Delta militants, and plus the fact that the president has a very interesting suspicion that the internet might be a high contributory factor. I mean, to the degree to which the internet is a contributing factor to insecurity is left to your probing. But the president actually does feel that, yeah, he doesn't mind, you know, the internet, but he really thinks that the internet is doing something to the consciousness or, say, the psychology of society that needs to be checked some way. He kind of puts one specific blame on the internet. He feels the internet has, to some degree, contributed to insecurity. All right, I'm not sure which one you want to hear first. Someone said to me, so I think it was Piniel, like, what are we talking about today? And I said, we're talking about the president. She's like, again. but maybe there isn't any opportunity. I doubt that you have the opportunity to, you know, run away from being Nigerian or not talk about Nigerian issues. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on the sunny side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
26 minutes past 12 on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Here I have an audio clip of what would be men from the Niger Delta who feel, I can't say they feel disenfranchised, but maybe that would not necessarily be out of place if I said that. They're young Nigerians, well, yeah, they're first Nigerians before militants, who feel that things are not happening the way that they should. They hold the government solely responsible for everything that might be the outplay of what is the Nigerian reality today. They feel that something should happen, otherwise something else would be made to happen. You should hear it for yourself. This is Nigeria Info.
Some military that hopes to protect and provide properties has turned themselves into militaries of killing, raping, and maiming innocent individuals and rendering our area and our youth jobless. So many others have decided to treat us in the same manner. Don't worry, because we are coming to destroy all your infrastructures in Abuja and Lagos. Even to the oil companies operating in our region that have decided to undermine our people, be rest assured that your days will soon catch up with you. Due to the insensitivity nature of the Nigerian government on issues that are bothering its citizens, today the country is in turmoil. Protests everywhere and strikes in several sectors. The end-sat process that took place almost crippled the nation's economy. It is among such ill treatment that gave birth to this unprecedented protest. Nigerian government ought to give our citizens good governance. Today, the various zones in the country are calling for division of the country called Nigeria. So, as a group determined to give total liberation of our people, we will destroy all the oil facilities, both onshore and offshore. In no distant time, we will be seen to be crippling the Nigerian economy in no distant time as well.
Okay, so first of all, I do not quite think it's accurate that the NSAS movement nearly crippled the Nigerian economy. I do not think that the NSAS movement had or dealt the Nigerian economy a greater blow than coronavirus did. So, you wonder, maybe as I wonder, why? I think for me it's a why. And then the other thing is, so where exactly is this going? Because you see, agitation has to be targeted. You see, it has to be targeted agitation, or it's more like, you know how it is where you, I don't want to say that they are petulant, you know. No, I don't think so. I feel like there is certainly a grievance somewhere. But how they target it is really what I'm trying to understand. Like, so where is this really going? But maybe is the entrance for me, whether they are specifically militants or, say, men who are just disgruntled. We cannot necessarily ignore something as this, particularly when they want us to hear their position, know their position, and interestingly, know what they can do when they choose to do whatever it is they decide to do. All right. That made its way to social media, something that the president feels, well, as much as he's grateful for the advancement of technology, social media might have a little blaming to receive. In his words, this is how he puts it. The president noted that the federal government is taking some major policy decisions to increase penetration of the internet in the daily lives of citizens. So, yes, we are grateful for that. But he also states the initiatives are enablers for tackling many of the economic and security challenges facing the country, while also providing us with a platform to improve accountability, transparency, and an unwavering resolve to tackle corruption. So thanks to the credit given to the internet. Except, he says, however, like many other countries across the globe, the growth and development of the internet is accompanied by significant problems we're witnessing today. He says there is a rise in threats posed by cyber criminals, online financial fraudsters, cyber terrorists who use the internet to cause apprehension. So, well, you have a little bit of weaving to do. You have to weave the reality. On one hand, the fact that we have now the reemergence of the Niger Delta militants, and the president believes that the internet plays a role. So here is what I'm thinking. Maybe you should consider whether this might make some sensibility. If the militants didn't create that video to let us know their intent or let us in on their intent, they had a video posted on the internet and then everybody can see it. Now everybody's talking about it. That can be said to bring about agitation to some degree. But our problems are enormous. We're just hoping to take them one at a time. So 0700-993-993-993. Do you understand what the militants want? Do you understand what they're asking for? And is the internet a contributory factor as to how issues get inflamed on the sunny side? We're Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Remember our female line exclusively for females. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. The Sunny Side, my name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
I have a book on the line.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Just like you said about the guy's fish, it's totally arrogant nonsense, so to say, because looking at his wording, what was he called again? ESAS was never the problem of, say, he crumbled the economy in any way. COVID-19 did. Then, if he's agitating for whatever, saying, okay, the government is not doing well, I think you have your dialogue petition to go and present to the government. Now, he wants to cripple the economy. See these guys, they have the money. And that means what everybody says, flee this country, right? Because now, it will affect the common man. We are even talking about COVID-19, and importation of things is very hectic and all that, so many other problems. Now, you are trying to add problems to what the problem we're having. You get? So, if you're talking about the internet, internet is the means of sensitization.
So, should the government negotiate with them just to appease them? And quell their anger.
The problem with the government is their own and another thing entirely because they are not helping matters. But
all right.
For these guys to come and say they want to cripple the economy, destroy the financial infrastructure and everything, is not the way to go.
All right,
violence,
thank you.
To get things done. Thank
you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you doing, George?
We're good. Thank you very much. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Val.
We're happy to have you here, Val.
First of all, I'm a Niger Delta.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I want to honestly say that I am totally and completely disappointed in that speaker.
Oh.
I listen to his heart as a true Niger Delta. That's falsehood.
Oh, okay. Why do you say falsehood. So, by the way? Because they are trying to articulate a grievance, something that they're not happy about. But you call it falsehood.
The grievances are out of point. They're out of point. If you are focusing directly on the development of the Niger Delta region or the discard or disregard of the Niger Delta region, that is a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say you want to cripple the entire economy because of NSAS, because of NDA.
No, they're not doing it because of NSAS. Did you hear the audio?
I heard everything.
Okay,
and
but
another thing again is if you say the nepotic tendency of the government, for instance, in the oil industry, where most of the subsidiaries and all that are headed by people from a particular region,
mm-hmm.
If you kick against that, then you have a purpose. If you kick against the oil spillage destruction or the relocation of headquarters of different oil organizations to Lagos instead of relocating, it's understandable. But when you come up with those kind of flimsy excuses, in fact, that is total denial. You are rendering that region. You are ridiculing that region. I am utterly and completely disappointed.
Okay, all right.
Now, another thing again, for the issue of internet and all that, the internet has been used to even sensitize people. People are better informed, are better aware.
Yeah.
Though some have misused it.
Do you think the internet really, do you think the internet inflames some of our issues?
It doesn't inflame. It actually increases our interest.
Oh.
It makes us to be inquisitive, want to find out more, to know more. It has opened up the space for awareness.
Okay, then don't you think when people get aware, then they get probably involved in the conversation and that might
when they get aware and they get involved, they begin to ask questions. These questions that they are asking now is what is shaking the consciousness of these leaders.
Okay.
When they ask too many questions. So for me,
Is that a right of the people to be aware and to ask questions?
It is the right of the people. It is the right of people to be aware. It is the right of them to ask questions. It is the right for them to hold people accountable. So it's left for the government in order to fill up this vacuum. They should do the things that are credible enough. They should see themselves as being accountable to the people.
All
and
right.
They should occupy the space with credible information that will disabuse the minds of people. That guy in that Niger Delta.
All right.
Be careful.
All right.
Be careful.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Abanare.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I totally support what I want.
Pardon?
So far, you're not affected in a poor man in the country. If they can do it, they can go to the Ashurabs. So they can go and bomb Ashurabs. And so far, they not affect we common man that we are coming out.
Why do you want them to destroy the villa?
Because if they don't give us, can you see what is going on in the country?
Yeah, but do you understand that would bring about insecurity and instability in society?
for everything entirely in society.
Do you realize that it makes the vulnerable even much, well, do you understand it would make the vulnerable much more vulnerable?
Is that what? I can't hear what you say.
For the image in your head, if we're going to entertain it for a second, do you understand that that would make the vulnerable people in society much more vulnerable?
Well, I don't think so, because the way things are going on, I don't think so. That's what makes them more vulnerable, because the government are not even whatever we need in the country for us. Everything is not even vulnerable right from their time. So maybe if that entirely now destabilize whatever and their government destabilize, so maybe we can get ourselves.
I get it. But hear yourself. You want to bomb a building. The building is not your problem, is it?
It's not the problem. It's not my problem. I say all of them who are in the country, let all of them be inside the Asura and kill all of them. So
but have you been able to, do you understand the video? And is the aggression targeted? I mean, like, if you're angry, you want justification for... Okay, thank you.
I found some little from about the aggression.
All right, thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Shola.
Okay. We're happy to have you here. Please go ahead. You have to speak up for us, all right?
Okay. My name is Shola.
Yeah.
Yeah. In respect of the Niger Delta issue, well, I think for me, this is my own opinion, let them talk to their own leaders.
Okay.
Their own leaders is their own problem. Like, we Nigerians, we are our own problem. We are the government.
Okay.
It's not maybe Aso Rock or anything. We are the main problem. So, for the Niger Delta militants to be coming out to say they will bomb Lagos, they will do this, I think it's not right.
Okay.
We see our Boko Haram, we see our bandits who are still trying to iron out.
Mm-hmm.
We are still there. Now they are coming out. For me, I think there are people behind this thing. Let's be honest with ourselves. There are people sponsoring.
Oh, you think there are people pushing them from behind?
Oh, yes.
Ah. Yeah. Do you think the government should meet up with them and negotiate with them?
I think at this time around, you see, if the government wants to negotiate with them, they will owe the government to ransom. Let's be honest.
Okay.
And this thing will be, the everyday thing that they will be doing. That's okay, if we can do this, and the government is paying also some amount, okay, for example now, maybe OPC can stand up tomorrow and say, okay, we want to set up our own also.
Do you think Boko Haram is holding the government to ransom?
Oh, yeah, the bandits. The bandits, that Sheikh Muni is talking about, they should negotiate with them. I mean, they have.
You also
they
think
have.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for me, something needs to be done about it.
Any idea what needs to be done? Can you give us any idea, vague, sketchy?
See, from the interview I listened to the interview from Sheikh Gumi.
Yeah.
When Timo Chimari was asking him that, is it true that the government, the police, can't they get in touch with these people? And he said something that the police are aware where they are. That they are aware of where they are. So why we have military men, let them just level them once and for all.
Mm.
Come on. Level them once and for all.
Okay, but that might not necessarily happen.
Oh, yeah. One thing is that this government is here. Government generally is about diplomacy. That's it. That 9-3 might not happen because it might trigger another problem.
Okay. All right.
Which I understand very well.
Okay.
It's not easy. Let me just...
I can hear you try to make your way through your thoughts, and I really do appreciate much that you have brought forward. Thank you very much. We're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Turn off your radio. Hello. Welcome to this... Turn off your radio. Have you done that?
Joyce.
Have you turned off your radio?
You're not picking my call. You're asking me if I have done my radio is always off.
All right. I'm grateful that you've done that. Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
for past 2-3 days now. I've not heard your voice.
Here I am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, for this militant people, for the excuses they give, I think they are right. But what they want to do, I'm not in support of them.
Okay.
I have to call on their people and ask them what they should do or what is happening. Because I don't know how some people will be fainting in the court of law. Some people will be fainting because of assuming that they met up, they come up with all those things they are supposed to do. This boss should have come up now. Unless if there is any other means, they are having their own inner cacos, they are trying to use the militant to put at forefront.
Oh, you also suspect that there might be another aim,
yes,
a kind
now,
of ambition, a different kind of alternative One Nigeria type view.
You know, I saw these Boko Haram bandits, terrorists, all of them are there now in the north. They have some people backing them up. So these people want to have their own here.
Oh.
Yes. They want to have their own so that whenever it will happen, let it happen. If these people can have their own and have their sponsors, these people want to have their own and have sponsors. Which IPOP want to have their own and have sponsors? Do you think that any of them will come out and just like that? Who is giving them money? What are they doing to them money? They have people that are sponsoring all these things.
Oh, okay.
Are you getting me now?
I'm listening.
So, if the president himself, Buhari, to send the task force or anybody to make peace, let there be peace in this country. Me, I would like it.
All right.
Because we have lost so many people in this country every day. You look at what is happening in Maiduguri now. Let there be peace. If all this is what to go, let us quench it once and for all so that it will not blow.
I would like for you to think about how we can manage all these sub-fractions. You know, there's the Boko Haram, there's Herdsmen, there's ESN, Eastern Security Network, there is militants. Like, the government has too much on their plate, actually.
Joyce.
Yeah.
All the whole state, this thing now is inside the state, inside this country. And this country has a leader. We have governors. And all of them, like militants now, they are inside a state. Boko Haram are inside the state. Boronu is Maiduguri. It's inside the state. So the governors should make up people that some people used to go inside their camp to visit them, to negotiate with them. Let them ask them what is it. Let them bring out one person or two people from all around the country. Let them come and have a meeting. Let
all
them
right.
know what is their problem so that the problem will be solved.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome to the Sunny Side. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Lena.
Lise?
My name is Lena.
Lena. Oh, thank you very much. Lena, for calling Nigeria Info. Please go ahead.
Okay, this will be a little bit harsh.
Okay.
Why all these things are springing up, you know, without control, is from the head. If today the president decides to resign, to step down, you will see all these things will come down. It's the leadership is the problem, because I don't know if you're having affiliation with a particular group and giving them more attention than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, the Niger Delta, for a while, we've not heard anything from that side.
Yeah.
They started this now because federal government is trying to do something for those the bandits from the north.
Okay.
Right? That's why all these things are springing up. Now, if President Buhari, today steps down, allow some other person to take over. All these things will be gone.
Let me suggest something in this conversation. Huh? If the president steps down, for example, and someone else assumes that office, do you suppose that things will be different? The outcome would change for the better?
I'm telling you, it will. Somebody that will be able to, dialogue, and reason with every other, try to calm them down. Whatever it is, they know, like the last caller that called, that they all have leaders. They all have some people that are supporting them. And mind you, I'm sure those people are in government.
Okay.
So if this president decides to come down, to step down, all these things will stop. For me, all these things happening in Nigeria is just from leadership.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate your contribution. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Osas. It's been a while.
Thank you, Osas. We're happy to
have
you.
How are you doing? Long time.
Fine, thank you. I'm good.
Joyce, if you have 5 children, for example, one of the kids that will break your plate or cup, your glass cup, and you say, oh, my son, come, you have done very well. Let me compensate you and buy you a PS5. What do you think the remaining 4 will do?
What do I think will happen to the remaining cups?
The remaining 4 children, what do you think they will do?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think they would like to break more cups in the house because they want a PS5.
Okay.
They are saying they want to, I don't, ban this. The Boko Haram, they are trying to give the amnesty. What do the other people? See, very soon, every state will have their own, maybe banditry, Boko Haram and co. I've been to Niger Delta, almost every state in Niger Delta. Joel, it's not a state thing to repair Niger Delta.
It's not what?
It's not a governor thing to fix Niger Delta. It's not a governor thing.
It's not a governor's responsibility.
At all. It should be on the federal government. Let them not give money to any NDDC or so-called governor. No. If the government is responsible, if they are responsible government, let them fix it. You put it in the budget. Between and so terrible. It's not like you're fixing a road. You don't need to start telling Josega to go and finish. If you're not funding Josega. I've been to Amasoma. When Alamisha was still alive, can you hear me, please?
Yes, when
Alamisha was alive, it was some 51 part of Amasoma. That was where they had an Niger Delta University. We're trying to move those people from their poverty. Because when you get to that, they don't have toilet to go to toilet. They have to go to water side. If you are poor, you purge on the road and defecate on the road. So it was,
why?
I'm telling you, you cannot afford to do this. It's not possible. It's not, because before you don't get to 3 feet, you're already inside water.
Wow.
So these people, the man was still a particular part of the village. He wanted to relocate the entire village to that place, do an estate for them before Pastor just tied his hand back and eventually ended up dying. See, the truth of the matter is this. From Edo State, I've been to Delta, I've been to Bayelsa, I've been to Port Harcourt, I've been to almost all the major Delta states. They can never see. It's not the state thing. Let the federal government wake up. That's the people feeding the nation. They want to freeze up the offices. They know what they're supposed to do.
All right.
Forget the NDDC and go.
If they settle,
banditry people, if they settle Boko Haram, I don't know how people come out again. Bet me, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I was actually going to ask whether you're in support of the reemergence of the Niger Delta militants. I think that might be a partial yes and no, given your response. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. How are you?
My name is Francis Polycarp.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Joyce, pertaining this issue, definitely this country we're living under, I don't know. Why? Because, you know, all these bandits, henchmen, whatsoever, then these from Niger Delta are doing their things. All this in their sponsor is from the federal government. What happened recent now with the NSAS that does not have a root in the federal government? But it takes them no time to arrest those people, shooting them. But those organizations that are just doing anyhow, talking anyhow, they have the root from the federal government. So I don't think Nigeria will not be good if our leader does not change. Because what happened in Kangara, now they are saying they want to pay a ransom. So who sponsored all this?
Yeah, well, so yesterday, if you remember the show yesterday, I did quote the information minister, Alhaji Lai Mohammed. He said that they will not and have not paid ransom.
But where the information coming from? Where the information? We shouldn't mind about this Lai Mohammed. Lai Mohammed, I don't think either he's a genuine minister of information.
Okay, but he did say that there are models that are used to broker a peace deal. Things like a kinetic approach and non-kinetic approach. He says, but the real strategy is kept close to the chest. So you can make of that what you will, particularly when he says they use a non-kinetic approach. And then you're like, so what exactly will that be in plain terms? We're off on a break, are we? Yes, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're going to quickly go off on a break. When we come back, the conversation will continue. I would need for you to make an argument for or against the reemergence of the Niger Delta militants. And I want you to incorporate that particular logic into the present-day Nigerian society, and let's make some sense out of everything before us. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. We are 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce, and we're talking about the reemergence of Niger Delta militants. And I want you to think about Nigeria and how we can really resolve everything playing out. I wanted to actually play for you an audio, but I'll speak to some of you and then play this audio a little later. We're trying to understand what you believe can be the best way forward now that the militants are saying something about what their grievance is. And then before they emerge, we're barely trying to understand, nearly vaguely comprehending the situation with first Boko Haram and then banditry that we have for so long been talking about. And then... trying to resolve. The sunny side. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. What's your name, lady?
Juliet.
Thank you very much, Juliet. Please go ahead.
I want to talk about the Niger Delta.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The problem we have in this country is not the president. It's the cabal, the people that are ruling us. They are frustrating everybody in this country. So they just have to look into it. Because this thing cannot be going like this. So that's my contribution.
Thank you very much, lady, for calling. We appreciate. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis, calling from VA.
Thank you.
Yes, Joyce. The solution to Nigerian problem. You ask, right?
Well, yeah, particularly now that we're having sects, we're having little groups emerge, angered and armed.
There can never be peace in Nigeria until we go back to regional government. Jess, are you with me?
I'm listening. I'm seeing where you're taking that. I'm listening to where you're taking that.
Until we go back to regional government, the federal level have a lot of bulk of work they cannot contend with. So, they better take the power back to federative units. That is the only what can solve Nigerian problem.
Do you suppose that if we go there, things would be less chaotic?
Yes, Joyce. You know why?
Why?
There is a lot of imbalance in Nigerian system. In Nigerian government, there is a lot of imbalance.
Okay.
Look at what our president is doing now in the area of appointment. So there is a lot of imbalance and a lot of people is being angered. To be honest, just like one of the callers said, see this NDDC, some people will call and make it after they create a ministry for that will take care of Niger Delta. It's all lies. It's all lies.
Do you support, I mean, when you hear that video and their agitation, do you kind of agree with them? Do you disagree with them? Are you asking them to please not make matters worse? Like, what exactly is your thought?
Anyway, I agree with them, but not in totality.
Okay.
I agree with them in the area they say, when they say that their leaders have been bought by the government. And I quite agree with them.
Okay.
So, but in the area of coming up with violence and no, I don't buy that idea.
Okay.
And I want to urge the government. The earlier they do something now, the better for Nigerian people. Because the Niger Delta is coming up. The Northerners, they have been terrorizing the nation. Uh-huh. What of when the Southwest come up with their own? What of when the Southeast come up with their own? What is going to be the state of Nigeria?
All right. All right. Yeah. Something worth thinking about. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side, and my name is Joyce. We're exactly at 1 p.m. We're ready now for the headlines. We go off on a break for that and return to the conversation. We are here to talk about everything that... When I come back, I want to play you this audio. I think for me, it gets a little bit more confusing because I'm thinking that you might have ideas or say ways by which you can help the government. But whether it would work is something else. So on Nigeria Info, let's talk when we return. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so thanks to all our friends who are sending us messages. I'm going to be reading your messages in a minute. Please bear with me. So Sheikh Gumi was on Channels Television, and I don't think he is a politician. I think what he has done instead is master the art of doublespeak. you would hear it in a minute. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce and you're on the sunny side. Let's talk. Let's talk about the way forward. And progression should be the mandate of all Nigerians, starting from the government. But how do we get there? I'm not sure that I have an actual blueprint. Well, if every information that makes its way out to the media is anything to go by, I want you to hear Sheikh Gumi, who tried to explain, or say he tried to rationalize the action of herdsmen.
And you see, even we call them killer headsmen. How many people did they kill? They only kill, sometimes some of them are on drugs. Some of them are on drugs. So that killing is not killing to, they want the money. So they're ready and they're comfortable. They can keep somebody as long as they are. Because they are in the bush, really, really in the bush. Getting there is very remote. They can keep somebody so they don't have... When they kill, it must be accidental. Maybe somebody they took who is sick. But tell me who has they have killed. How many few?
They've killed people.
No, they don't kill. If they kill, in the boss, they will kill people there. They want money from the people. They want,
They burned down houses. They've killed people.
This is another thing. That is the ethnic war. That's not mandatory. Maybe... If a nomadic man went to that village and he was killed or lynched, so they come in a group and ransack the village, not to steal, just to revenge. And this is their mode of defense, instilling fear. It's just like the honey, when you want to take its honey, the whole bunch of soldiers follow you. This is exactly, so that killing is not the stealing, you don't combine it with the it's not because of, criminality, it's because of ethnic revenge. And they don't attack a village except that village did something to one of them.
All right. Let's talk. Well, so that's the Sheikh, a cleric, and he tried to, double speak. Yeah, it's a way to manage an actual situation. Yeah, it's just something that you do if you're a politician. I know that that's something you'd easily or readily find with politicians, but maybe he is also trying to quell something. But I don't see how there is any rationalizing what has been reported or the complaints people have shared to be their personal experience, their pain, their loss. So then there is that. And I don't know whether you really understand his point of view, because yes, maybe you might actually understand his point of view. But then you have to also consider the fact that from whatever is playing out today, we're having the Niger Delta militants agitate for something else. Or maybe they're asking for what to be. They're asking for attention as well. They're saying, we're here, we've been here, we've been neglected, and this is what we're going to do. And you cannot ignore that. You cannot allow, you can't take that to be an empty threat. You cannot assume that, well, you know, they just wanted something to, they just want something to do. There's really nothing for them to do. So I guess they are bored. And then they just put up a video of themselves threatening to cripple the economy. 0700-993-993-993. The way forward with the reemergence of the Niger Delta militants, do you have some blueprint? 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. And that line is exclusively for women. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Akibe from FESA.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to tell the Niger Delta, though they cannot hold their elder ransom, But they should remember that 20% of the entire budget of the nation is being given to them monthly, and yet nothing has been done. But however, I want to tell, ask the federal government, how do they develop Abuja and Lagos? Was it through the elders in Lagos or in Abuja? They gave out the contract direct by themselves to develop that place. And this is what stirred up the Niger Delta anger. Why not using, is it NADC is the caller? Niger
NDDC.
Why is this human being? All these people that are not trustworthy. Opia took almost the whole money that was under him as NADC manager also, and ran away from Nigeria. And then they put another one. He went and built estate in Kaduna. They seized the estate and refund the money to the NADDC, but nothing was done. Hence, such a thing had been occurring. They supposed to handle the matter by themselves.
So you also are in support with the, pardon me, you are in support with the, you support the caller that says this is not a state's burden. This is a federal government burden.
Yeah, it's a federal government burden I'm talking now.
Yeah.
How do they develop Abuja? So if they develop Abuja because it's a capital, on whose account? And then the place where the money come from, if they say they want to develop it, just the way they develop Abuja, they could develop that place at least 50% of Abuja.
All right.
Without going through individual hands.
So you feel like if they do that, that would actually quell the anger of the Niger Delta militants?
That is what they are requesting.
All right.
That the chief there or whosoever that is their head always gather the money and take to abroad.
So you support the militants, do you? Do you support the agitation of the militants?
Yeah, they agitated, but they should not go on war or rampage.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they should map out what they want. That they do not want individual development. They should give it to the
federal
to
government.
Vega,
okay.
Or every other company that has hand in developing the what they call it, Abuja.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here. If you have just tuned in, this is Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
You have to speak up for us, please.
Yes, I'm a speaker officer.
Okay.
So, for me to tell the reality, about the minister, this Niger Delta minister, I support them for what they are doing. Why? Because if this country, what they are doing for this country now is not okay. And what they are doing for this country now, if they don't divide this country now, nothing else, now everyone else will be kata-kata for this country. Let them just divide this country else, or everything would be normally for this country.
Do you suppose that division will bring about normalcy and some kind of stability?
Huh?
Do you suppose that if we divide the country, there would be normalcy and stability?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good morning, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio, please.
I've done that.
Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Pastor Ladipo, calling from Orile Igomu.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, I don't want to support the militants for what they are planning to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being the cash cow of this nation, I would like the federal government, because through, you see, all these agitators, they have become self-made. They are not just, they are not representing the people. They are representing themselves.
Okay.
So my take is this: why dealing with all these intermediaries, all these people calling themselves agitators here and there? Let the federal government, like the last time, they flag off cleaning of Ogoni. See, now we don't know what is going on there, and these are the cash cows of this nation. So if the government wants to develop that place, it is possible. For example, now I am from that Niger Delta area.
Yeah,
are you getting my point? Come to my place, till now we don't have electricity.
Wow.
So what are you talking about? So let the government, if they know they want to do something right, let them move in there themselves. Don't use, you see this, up till now, the mic is still off.
Okay.
The mic of the minister is still off.
Yeah.
So we don't know what is going on. These people have enriched themselves at the expense of other people's lives. In the name of one, okay, they form NDDC. These people, they are now siphoning money again. Please.
Okay.
I don't support the agitation.
Yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
I don't want it because if it dare try it, the economy of this nation will crumble and it's going to affect everybody.
Yeah.
The one we are experiencing now is insecurity. Go and add it to economic insecurity, eh? It will affect drastically.
Yeah.
So let the federal government quickly step in and appease this
and salvage the situation.
And let them
relax. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
It's okay.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
For me, it's the insistence that it is okay. And he kept insisting, it's okay. Off your mic. Well, here you have the privilege to have an opportunity. Well, you have the privilege to speak. And this opportunity is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your mic will not be turned off. I mean, not if you're making an actual solid point. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? Could you speak up for us, please?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Queen Elizabeth. I'm speaking from Apapa.
Welcome, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, I love your program. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I love your program.
Thank you.
We need more of you on radio and everywhere.
Okay, everywhere? Okay.
Yeah, you are too blunt and very, very, very intelligent, you know.
Thank you.
You are good.
Oh, bless your heart.
So,
thank you.
So, I listen to you every day, so that I don't call, but I have decided to be calling because of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, now, I'm ashamed to be a Nigerian.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things have gone astray. Nothing is moving here. Nothing. Even if we share this country into three or four, the head, our thinking, our that is how we do things cannot change. It cannot change. Not dividing or not dividing or something. It can't change. Where is Akpabio? Where is Amechi? Where are they? As Arif Dakubo used the money to go and build the university, the other guy, all of them will collect money and go and use it for their personal interest. Why not call a spade a spade? This money they give to them. Akpabio had a lot of money. Now he's a governor, he's a minister, he's this. And the money he ate, nobody's accounting for it. There is no accountability. There is no. There is no checking. Nobody checks anybody. You come and take your own, you go. So the agitation is I don't know. Is that place supposed to be? To be like Dubai in Nigeria, because that is where the oil is coming from. Though I'm not from there, but I mean, the whole thing is bad.
Yeah.
Nigeria is a shame to call ourselves Nigerians. Our leaders should be executed, and let the army come in to clear all this mess. We are suffering. People are suffering, Joyce. People are suffering.
I mean, I can't imagine someone saying that they have no electricity. This is 2021.
Yes.
The world is on 5G technology. China has launched 6G technology. But there's no electricity somewhere.
As I'm talking to you, no light. We pay darkness. There's no light. There's no road. The other day I was attacked at my two. They wanted to hit me. I have to part with the money. I mean, going out is terrible. When will we get it right? Now who do us for this country? I beg. Eh?
Mm.
And in fact, it's a shame.
Yeah,
I cannot be a Nigerian in my next word. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and hopefully your angels hear that. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
My name is Abubakar Manuel.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good morning. Can you imagine?
Wait. Hold on a second, my friend. Would you please turn off your radio?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah. Uninterrupted. That's the aim. Okay. Thank you.
I'm an Nigerian, eh? I'm earning 35,000 naira per month. Eh? I'm working somewhere. I'm staying in Magodo. I'm paying a papi 5,000 naira. I'm not married. I can't have that money. Is it okay for me as a Nigerian? I'm in the country with about 5 years. I can't survive. Is it okay for me as a man? I want to marry.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 35. I'm working in the organization. I think I'm a driver. So that's why I'm earning the same salary for the past 8 years. No increment. Not to marry. Can I survive with that money? I pay assets for a room for 5,000 naira. Never be 5,000 naira. I cannot survive with that money. How can I marry with that money at my age? And I'm in Nigeria.
So, do you support the agitation in the Delta?
No. Okay. Can you imagine? No governor in Nigeria that didn't want up to 3 billion or 10 billion. They'll sit back in our money. They have their own complaint. I can't support the country. Is it okay for a Nigerian, for a youth like me? Eh? I'm just tired of this country. I'm tired. I need divine people to want to recognize and get out of this country. I get being an engineer. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm fed up of this country.
Yeah.
I'm very, very tired.
And that's your agitation and worthy too. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Do you have an idea as to a blueprint forward? Welcome.
Yeah, you have Sosheb on the line.
Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
I don't support in any way the militants. They have been around before. Have you asked yourself why did they stop?
Mm-hmm.
Were they giving what they were looking for before?
Okay.
Why did they stop? And now they are resurfacing. So I don't support them in any way. If they need anything, they should go back to their leaders. Good thing they appointed two people. If a federal government want to talk to them, they should talk with them. Good Lord Jonathan and Wike. They should go back to those people.
Mm.
We cannot continue like this. Whenever while you are struggling in the center, you find out that maybe your mouth or your hand is no more reaching there. You come back home and stir up a conflict.
Mm-mm.
Down to today, they have become a reference point for anybody to misbehave in Nigeria. They not reference them. When they did what they did, you settle them, you do this and that. They will continue their own. Maybe another person will start and reference them again. So I'm not in support in any way.
Yeah.
They have just won a case somewhere. Still in that Niger Delta. If they have
a Dutch court? Are you talking about a Dutch court?
Yes.
Oh, well, so only a few of them have won the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If they have any legal case or any grant to agitate, they should go and take government to court.
Okay.
Even in my place, I have something that.
But do you understand that some of them cannot fund? Did you catch the show where I interviewed the representative from the Dutch company that helped fight for some Niger Delta people?
Yes, I listened to that show.
Exactly. Did you hear how much he said he spent for that particular case that had just two farms?
I can't remember, but I understand that.
Yes, and he's saying that no average farmer can afford that cost of litigation.
But they were able to succeed because of the help the man gave them.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And I believe such organizations are still there.
Well, yeah, but how many of them are there? And you have to remember that case took 13 years. 13.
If you don't have money, you cannot think of bombing Lagos and Abuja. If you don't have money.
Yeah.
You cannot think of bombing Lagos and Abuja. So they should go back to their leaders. Look at what they are saying. They say their leaders have been bought over. And you cannot deal with those leaders, but you want to deal with the entire country. What an irony.
Yeah.
If you believe that your leaders have been bought over, use them and set example in your own soil. So that any other person that is tempted with money, he will say no. I will not live to enjoy this money in my soil. Use them and set example.
Okay.
That's my own submission.
Thank you very much for submitting more than 2 cents. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Welcome. You have to speak up for us. Be closer to your mouthpiece. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Richard from Leti.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think enough of all this. Maybe everyone just start taking arms and get government, because that's where the money is right now.
Sorry, bring it back. You say where's the money?
The money is in the federal government now. If you can pick arms and get federal government, you make so much money in this country.
Yes.
So that's what is going on now. How much did they pay for the for those parties? Also, we are in the country whereby, you know, what you can do.
Your line is back.
If you can get some cash, get some income for yourself, you know.
But who does that favor? Who does that favor? It makes, yeah, well, it makes the weak people in society far weaker. It makes those who cannot defend themselves defenseless. So do you suppose that that's a society you want to live in?
That's what they really want now. That's what government wants. They want everyone, you know, it's a national cake. Let everybody go there, you know, just create one thing and start.
And get your own slice.
Yeah, get your own share. That's what is going on in this country now.
Okay.
It's a lucrative business. You don't know. There's much money in this.
All right.
Have a choice.
Yeah.
Have a choice.
Yeah.
Please, now. I want to do something for me, please.
I don't know if I'm still within the limits of doing stuff for people.
I want to speak broken. At least for some minutes on this program now. Just
I should speak pigeon.
Pigeon.
How much are you going to pay me for that?
Okay, now you are talking now. Just you let me speak now, right now, big right now.
Thank you very much for calling.
Let me speak now.
Do we have a message or two we can read before we go off on a break?
Yes, we have messages on Twitter.
All right, so real quick, you have a minute, and I hope you can run.
Aruna says the question they should ask for themselves is, what was the purpose of establishing the Niger Delta Development Commission and the Ministry of Niger Delta Affairs? They should blame their leaders from South-South for failure to fix their infrastructure.
Okay. Except some people think it's beyond the weight of a government, of a state's ability. It's now a federal government kind of burden. I think the problem has been allowed to, you know, pile up for so long. Now, it might not be something that the state can manage alone. All right. But yeah, that's actually a beautiful contribution.
Joy Forever says, Joyce, we have said it severally. The way this government is handling issues, we will all become bandits, militants, and make a demand until we neutralize ourselves. We've lost focus a long time ago. We need sincerity and justice. God bless your soul.
Did she use the word neutralize ourselves? We're off on a break. Let me think about that one. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.